Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella Schools Superintendent Greg Ebeling joins us on today's program to provide an update from this week's Pella School Board meeting.
Well, Greg, at this week's board meeting, one of the topics for discussion that was really discussed pre-COVID came back around again. That has to do with facility planning. And back when I got here first in 2014, you were in the process of getting bids out and contractors out and getting the middle school renovated, building a new Lincoln Elementary and so on my first several years at the station. And now it's almost time for another round of construction projects here in the district. Let our listeners know where the school board is at right now when it comes to facility planning and some of the really key objects that you'll be honing in on over the summer into the fall.
We started facility planning when I first came to the district too in 2011 and kind of put forth a 10-year plan, and many of those things came to fruition. We had of course a community vote in 2013. And then finished up a lot of the projects by 2018. And so, you know, when we finished the last round of facility plans, we, of course, wanted to have a 10-year plan in terms of what the next 10 years could look like. And so that's kind of what we're into now. We've got kind of a list of higher priority items that we're going to try to get accomplished and likely through a bond issue yet in the fall. So thinking about a November bond issue, but some of those things would be an early childhood center where preschool and early childhood would be contained, a separate building for our community. That would free up space in the elementaries. So we would move our preschools out of the elementary into this early childhood center. And then we would also create a connection between Jefferson Elementary and the middle school. So that would be another project. We would add some classroom spaces. We really have some need for extra classroom space at Jefferson, and then some of the ensemble areas, as well as a remodel of our family consumer science and art areas at the middle school. So there's just a lot of things that we're looking at. And trying to upgrade. Some of it will be what I call less sexy projects, but still important, like things like air conditioning, the high school gyms. Our gyms at our high school are not air conditioned, so they're kind of the two spots in the system that don't have air conditioning across the building. And so, of course, that's pretty noticeable during hot, muggy days in the fall. And so we're trying to improve some of those things. There'll be some other remodeling that we'll be due of spaces that are just probably need some remodeling and some updating. And then looking at some improvements to our stadium. We're looking at the bleachers on our stadium, kind of improving those. Improving some of the press boxes and some of those things as well. But the majority of it is really academic space and learning space for kids that we're looking at. And hopefully we'll be able to present a bond issue in the fall that I'm assured that the voters will be interested about.
Well, and the other, I think, big topic of note that was the large portion of the meeting on Monday has to do with the district's mission and vision, especially as we think about what a modern high school graduate looks like. And obviously, I know the district has some of those things in place, but probably good to update those every so often. And especially with, I think, the Career Academy and a lot of the new kinds of students that you have coming out of the school district, a high school graduate here at Pella High looks different even than it did, say, 5 or 10 years ago. What is that discussion focused on? And how are the ways are you that the board plans to kind of adapt that message of what you hope the ultimate goal is for a student graduation through this more modern education?
Yeah, so the vision and mission of any organization, of course, is critical. And we have used a vision and mission that we felt has served us very well for the last 10 years. But it is time for us to look at that, to modernize what we currently have. And so we're going through a process where we've had focus groups of community members. We've also had students involved. We've had our school improvement advisory committee involved. And then the school board got engaged with that last night. So the school board was really active. They spent a lot of time around the area of what we're calling a portrait of a graduate. And the portrait of a graduate is just what we're saying we're hoping our graduates are when they walk across the stage at graduation. What do they look like? And so we talked a lot about different skills that we want for them: effective communicator, collaborator, a critical thinker, problem solver, self and socially aware, a responsible contributor, and then ultimately that leads to being college and career and life ready. So those are some of the areas that we're focused in on, and then how that actually plays out throughout the grades and what experiences that kids get. And so that visioning process is moving along, and we're hoping to have kind of a new vision, mission, and portrait of a graduate to be able to release sometime over the summer, and with kind of the application of that moving forward in the fall. So that's a good thing, that we always want to modernize and look at what we need and kind of the needs of our community, but just the needs of our students in general.
Once again, that was Pella Schools Superintendent Greg Ebeling. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at kniacableless.com under podcasts, and subscribe through Google, Apple, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.